Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. I'm thrilled to dive into another deep dive stock analysis with you today. If you're new here, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications so you don't miss any of our in-depth financial breakdowns. Today, we're taking a close look at Regions Financial Corporation, ticker symbol RF, a major player in the regional banking space. We'll cover everything from their business model to financials, recent performance, and even intrinsic value calculations. So grab a coffee, get comfortable, and let's break down whether RF is a solid addition to your portfolio. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, let me give you a quick overview of what to expect in this video. We're going to start with a background on Regions Financial, then move into a detailed revenue and earnings analysis. After that, we'll dissect their financial statements, run a valuation, conduct a SWOT analysis, and check out their recent stock performance. Finally, I'll share my intrinsic value calculations and wrap up with some actionable insights. This is going to be a comprehensive look, so stick around until the end for the full picture. Let's get started. All right, let's kick things off with an introduction to Regions Financial Corporation. Founded in 1971 and headquartered in Birmingham, Alabama, Regions Financial is a financial holding company that operates as one of the largest regional banks in the United States. They provide a wide range of banking and financial services, including retail and commercial banking, wealth management, mortgage products, and insurance services. With nearly 20,000 employees, Regions serves customers across the South, Midwest, and Texas through a network of over 1,300 branches and more than 2,000 ATMs. What sets Regions apart in the crowded banking sector is their focus on customer-centric digital solutions while maintaining a strong physical presence in key markets. Their business is split into three main segments: consumer banking, corporate banking, and wealth management. Under the leadership of CEO John Turner Jr., the company has been pushing for innovation, especially with recent investments in AI to boost productivity. But how does this translate to financial performance and shareholder value? Let's dive deeper. Now, let's talk revenue. For the fiscal year 2023, Regions Financial reported total revenue of about $9.5 billion, and in 2025, that number grew to $9.61 billion, showing a steady upward trend over recent years. Breaking it down by segment based on 2023 data, the consumer bank segment is the largest contributor, bringing in $3.13 billion, or roughly 34% of total revenue. The corporate bank segment follows with $2 billion, and wealth management adds $457 million. This diversification across segments helps balance out risks, as consumer banking tends to be more stable, while corporate banking can fluctuate with economic cycles. Geographically, Regions is heavily focused on the U.S. market, particularly in the South and Midwest, which are areas with steady population growth and economic activity, key drivers for loan and deposit growth. However, this regional concentration can be a double-edged sword, as it limits exposure to broader national or international opportunities. Over the past few years, revenue growth has been supported by rising net interest income, NII, thanks to higher interest rates, though recent reports suggest loan growth is cooling off. So, while the top line looks solid, we need to dig into earnings to see if this translates to profitability. Moving on to earnings, let's look at Regions Financial's recent performance. For Q4 2025, the company reported earnings that missed analyst estimates, as highlighted in recent news from Zacks and Seeking Alpha. Despite this miss, there were positive takeaways, including strong earnings overall amidst market challenges, as noted by GuruFocus. Earnings per share (EPS) for the full year 2025 came in at $2.31, up from $1.94 in 2024, showing improvement despite the Q4 hiccup. Net income for 2025 was $2.6 billion compared to $1.89 billion in 2024, reflecting solid profitability growth. However, the miss in Q4 was largely due to higher non-interest expenses and declining loan balances, which offset some of the revenue gains. This is a red flag for near-term growth, especially as management has tempered forward guidance according to PYMates. On the bright side, digital engagement and AI-driven productivity gains of 20% are promising for long-term efficiency. Let's see what management had to say about this in their earnings call. Looking at the Q4 2025 earnings call transcript summary from Seeking Alpha, management emphasized their focus on technology as a key driver. They highlighted how AI is transforming operations, boosting productivity by 20%, which could help control costs in the long run. However, they also acknowledged challenges like cooling loan growth and rising charge-offs in specific sectors like transportation and office commercial real estate, CRE. These risks could weigh on future earnings if economic conditions tighten. Management remains cautiously optimistic, pointing to strong deposit growth and a loyal customer base as buffers. But with tempered guidance, it's clear they're bracing for some headwinds in 2026. Let's see how this aligns with their financial statements. All right, let's dive into the financials. Starting with the income statement, Regions reported revenue of $9.61 billion in 2025, with a gross profit of $7.17 billion and a net income of $2.16 billion. Their net profit margin stands at an impressive 22.4%, showing they're efficiently converting revenue into profit. Return on equity is 11.46%, which is decent for a regional bank, and return on invested capital, ROIC, is 13.79%, indicating good use of capital. On the balance sheet, total assets as of 2025 are $159.5 billion, up from $157.3 billion in 2024, showing steady growth. Cash and cash equivalents are healthy at $10.91 billion, providing liquidity for operations. Total liabilities stand at $140.45 billion, with a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.26, which is relatively low for the sector, indicating a conservative approach to leverage. Equity is at $19.4 billion, reflecting a solid capital base. Finally, looking at cash flow, operating cash flow for 2024, the latest full-year data available, was $1.6 billion, with free cash flow at $1.45 billion. This strong cash generation supports their dividend, which currently yields 3.71%, attractive for income investors. However, with rising expenses noted in Q4 2025, I'll be watching if this cash flow strength holds up in future quarters. Let's now see what this means for valuation. Let's talk valuation. At the current stock price of $27.77, Regions Financial has a market cap of approximately $24-35 billion. The trailing PE ratio is 11.27, which is below the industry average of 17.38 for regional banks, suggesting RF might be undervalued relative to peers. The forward PE for 2026 is even lower at 10.93, indicating potential value if earnings growth holds up. Price-to-sales ratio is 2.53, which is reasonable for the sector. The enterprise value is $18.33 billion, and with a free cash flow yield of 9.25%, there's a good cushion for investors. The dividend yield of 3.71% adds to the attractiveness for value and income-focused portfolios. However, with tempered guidance and risks like rising charge-offs, I'm cautious about whether this low PE is a bargain or a warning sign. Let's break down the strengths and weaknesses further with a SWOT analysis. All right, let's run through a SWOT analysis for Regions Financial to understand their strategic position. Strengths. First, RF has a solid financial foundation with consistent revenue and net income growth over the past few years. Their focus on digital innovation, including AI-driven productivity gains of 20%, positions them well for future efficiency. Strong deposit growth and a loyal customer base in key regions like the South and Midwest are also big pluses. Weaknesses. On the flip side, their Q4 2025 earnings miss due to higher expenses and cooling loan growth is concerning. Regional concentration limits their exposure to broader markets, making them more vulnerable to local economic downturns. Rising charge-offs in transportation and office CRE loans are also a near-term risk. Opportunities. Looking ahead, Regions can capitalize on population growth in their core markets to drive loan and deposit expansion. Their investment in technology could further reduce costs and improve customer experience, potentially gaining market share. Rising interest rates, if sustained, could also boost net interest income. Threats. However, economic slowdowns or recessions could hit loan demand and increase defaults, especially in vulnerable sectors. Regulatory changes in the financial sector could raise compliance costs, and competition from fintechs and larger national banks remains a constant challenge. Overall, while Regions has a strong base, they need to navigate near-term headwinds carefully. Let's now look at how the stock has performed recently. Let's check out Regions Financial's stock performance. Over the past week, RF is down 3.98%, likely a reaction to the Q4 earnings miss and tempered guidance, as reported by Zacks. However, zooming out, the stock is up 0.95% over the past month, 18.93% over 3 months, and 13.25% over the past year. Over 5 years, it's gained a solid 50.76%, outperforming the broader regional banking industry's 54.59%, but lagging slightly behind the financial services sector's 57.84%. Looking at the chart, RF has been in an uptrend over the past few months, supported by positive market sentiment in the financial sector. However, the recent dip post-earnings suggests short-term volatility. Key support levels are around $26, and resistance is near $29. For short-term traders, I'd watch for a break above resistance with volume to confirm bullish momentum. For long-term investors, this pullback might be a buying opportunity, but let's see what the intrinsic value tells us. Now, let's get into the intrinsic value analysis. I've run the numbers using a discounted cash flow, DCF, model to estimate what Regions Financial is truly worth. I've taken their historical free cash flow, which was $1.45 billion in 2024, and projected it forward using a conservative growth rate of 3% for the next 5 years, reflecting tempered guidance and sector challenges. I've used a discount rate of 8%, accounting for the risk in the banking sector, and a terminal growth rate of 2%. I've also cross-checked this with a relative valuation approach, comparing RF's PE and PS ratios to industry averages. This dual method helps ensure we're not over-relying on one model. Let's see the results. After crunching the numbers, my DCF model suggests an intrinsic value for Regions Financial of approximately $32 per share, compared to the current price of $27.77. This indicates a potential upside of about 15%, meaning the stock could be undervalued at current levels. The relative valuation supports this, as RF's PE is below the industry average, suggesting room for growth if they execute on cost control and loan portfolio health. However, I've factored in downside risks like rising charge-offs and economic uncertainty, so my confidence interval ranges from $28 to $36 per share. If you're a value investor, this looks like a decent margin of safety, especially with the 3.71% dividend yield as a buffer. Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. So, what's the verdict on Regions Financial Corporation? Overall, RF presents a mixed but intriguing opportunity. On the positive side, they have a solid financial base, consistent revenue growth, and promising tech investments like AI that could drive future efficiencies. Their valuation appears attractive, with a potential 15% upside based on my intrinsic value estimate, and the dividend yield is a nice bonus for income investors. However, near-term risks like cooling loan growth, rising charge-offs, and higher expenses can't be ignored. Their regional focus also limits diversification, making them more exposed to local economic swings. For long-term investors, I'd rate RF as a cautious buy if you can stomach some volatility, especially at current prices. For short-term traders, watch for momentum above $29 before jumping in. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on Regions Financial? Drop your thoughts in the comments below and let me know if there's another stock you'd like me to analyze next. If you found this video helpful, please give it a thumbs up and share it with fellow investors. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.